Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Regency Centers Corporation, a leading real estate investment trust REIT that specializes in owning, operating, and developing shopping centers across the United States. Regency is known for its high-quality retail properties located in affluent and densely populated markets. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the retail REIT sector. Let's dive in.
Regency Centers has established itself as a key player in the retail real estate market, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how'd the biases like the status quo bias and loss aversion influence their decision-making, particularly in property management and tenant selection?
Status quo bias is a significant factor in Regency's decision-making, especially in property management and tenant selection. This bias might lead the company to favor maintaining its existing tenant mix and property management practices, which have historically been successful rather than aggressively pursuing new types of tenants or innovative property management strategies. While this approach helps maintain stable cash flows and reduces the risk of tenant turnover, it may also limit Regency's ability to adapt to changes in consumer behavior or retail trends. Loss aversion is another key factor, where Regency might prefer strategies that minimize potential financial risks, such as focusing on long-term leases with established retailers rather than taking chances on newer, less proven tenants that could bring in higher returns but also carry more risk.
This focus on maintaining established practices and minimizing risk has helped Regency build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and lower volatility in the retail real estate sector.
Exactly. Regency's emphasis on stability and risk management has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking steady performance in the retail REIT market. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and adapt to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as the retail landscape continues to evolve.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Regency Centers Corporation. As a REIT with a diverse portfolio of retail properties, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Regency given their role in providing retail spaces that serve a wide range of communities across the United States. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for understanding and meeting the needs of different tenants and consumers. A diverse workforce can help Regency better understand the unique demands of various markets, leading to more effective and inclusive property management strategies. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like real estate, where understanding and addressing diverse community needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Regency not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of tenants and consumers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in providing inclusive and high-quality retail spaces. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Regency operates in a highly competitive and evolving retail real estate market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Regency's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the retail real estate sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with introducing new tenants or altering property management practices. Status quo bias might make Regency more inclined to stick with its proven tenant mix and management practices, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by e-commerce, experiential retail, and shifting consumer preferences. Loss aversion might drive them to focus on long-term leases with established retailers, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities in emerging retail trends and innovative tenant concepts to meet the evolving needs of their customers.
This adaptability is key for Regency, especially as they face competition from both traditional retail REITs and newer, more innovative property developers. Their ability to innovate while maintaining reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Regency's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established properties, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and tenants value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by changing market dynamics and consumer behaviors.
To sum up, Regency Centers Corporation's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their property management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Regency's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.